The BBC presents My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the team.
Hello and welcome to another edition of My Music, in which questions about music are answered by two people whose business is music, assisted by two other people whose business is manifestly not music. I refer to David Franklin, assisted by Frank Muir, and Ian Wallace, assisted by Dennis Norton.
Which is good. Can you say which is good?
We begin with some orchestral music of the kind that our American friends call semi-classical. One mark for the title, another mark for the composer, and we begin, as always, with David Franklin.
This is written by Strauss Johann Zweiter, and it's called Morgenblätter.
Yes, translated meaning?
Well, Times, Telegraph, Mirror.
Yes.
Morning papers. Another one called Abendblätter, which
really
means evening papers.
Do you know that the Icelandic word for journalist is a blithermeister?
Yeah, charming.
Isn't that satisfying?
Yes. Well, I am your blithermeister on this show.
How many marks do I get?
I award David 1 + 1 = 2. Thank you very much.
You.
And some music for Dennis Norton to identify.
One usually hears this kind of thing while a voice is saying, and here is Deirdre wearing the new topless see-through evening gown that we call Moonlight Madonna. Now, I don't know whether this was originally Moonlight Madonna, but I only know it as a song called My Beautiful Moonlight Madonna.
Yeah, it's so well known as that I must give it to you. It was originally Poem, was the original title, by the other mark?
No other mark.
They always say on the radio, Poem by Fibish.
Do they? They don't always say that.
Yeah. I've listened to radio all my life. I've never heard Fibbish.
Well, there you are.
I've heard the piece.
Well, anyway, one mark for Dennis Norton out of two. Ian Wallace's turn.
Wasn't that very nice? Yes, I was waiting for the voice to come in.
With the title.
I wasn't going to be tempted in myself because it was just a little bit on the high side for me. Unless I am wrong, that is a serenade from the Fair Maid of Perth by a chap called Bizet.
Right for two marks. Right. Frank Muir's turn.
I've come across this several times. It was originally the theme music for a marvellous musical act called Wilson, Keppel and Betty. But also the words were put to it by Dickie Murdoch.
Yes.
I think it started off with, my grandmother, Eloise Wilkinson.
Well, my ver- his, I thought it was, my Aunt Fanny had a haberdashery, but now she lives at Burton-on-Trent. That's the one I remember as a kid.
Clergyman eat tripe on Thursday? I mean, it's Bellier-Egyptian.
Yes, rather difficult composer. Can you get that for the mark?
No, of course not. A bit foolish. The faintest idea.
Well, never mind. You'll get some easy ones later on.
Thank you very much.
Luigini.
Oh,
one
yes.
Mark out of two.
Luigini finished.
Yes. The other week, you were very good on nursery rhymes. So we're going to try you on children's books. One mark for the name of the book, another for who wrote it, and a third mark for the name of the singer, or perhaps reciter. So three marks at stake, and we begin with David.
Beautiful soup, so rich and green, waiting in a hot tureen. Who for such dainties would not stoop? Soup of the evening, beautiful soup.
Inspired casting, I think, don't you?
Mm. Is it anything to do with a town called Alice?
Yes, it is.
It's Alice in Wonderland.
Yes, that's right, for one mark.
In that case, the author is Lewis Carroll.
Or?
What?
It's funny. Looking Dodson. For his real
Dodson,
name.
Dodson of Dodson and
yes.
Young.
Well, all right. Yes.
And
Dodson,
yes.
Singer.
The singer.
Beautiful. So it was very good.
No idea. It wasn't Joan Sutherland.
Frankie Howard.
You're right. Frankie it wasn't
Joan Frankie Sutherland. Howard.
Yes, Frankie Howard for your third mark. Another children's epic, this time for Dennis.
The sun is peeping through the trees and the birds are beginning to sing. Ah, a little wooden figure is coming down the path. He's whistling to himself.
Next voice you hear will be the voice of...
No, that's... Last Exit to Toyland. That's one of the noddy... I don't know which one of the... Is it one of the noddy... And he was coming along with his little head nid-nodding and his little... little bell having a tinkle, yeah. Noddy... Noddy what? Noddy and... Big Ears, yes. Meet Abbott and Costello.
Yeah. you're near enough to it. Noddy meets Big Ears.
Noddy meets Big Ears.
Mark there by...
By Enid Blyton.
And the voice there?
I didn't know that voice at all.
Well, it was, in fact, for interest, Enid Blyton herself speaking.
Oh, jolly D.
Two marks. Two marks out of three. Ian's turn.
My love, what a beautiful pussy you are. You are, you are. What a beautiful pussy you are.
The owl and the pussycat
yes.
went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat. Yes,
from Nonsense Songs
by Edward Lear.
Edward Lear, for your second mark. Singer?
I wasn't listening. It wasn't the gentleman with the small guitar.
No, it wasn't. Deeper than that.
Direct from his great success on Blade and Racecourse.
Yes, I thought it's Branny, Owen Branigan.
Yes, Owen Branigan, all right, yes, three marks there. And Frank's turn.
They said a few teasel, a sneasel, a weasel, a measle may easily grow. But humour or pleasel, the weasel or sneasel, the measle will certainly go. They expounded the reasons for sneasels and weasels, the appearance of measles when new. They said if you freezel in drops and in breezels, then sneasels may even ensue.
The unmistakable voice of Dick Bentley.
Yes.
Whom quite you wrote, what he was at.
Whom you wrote 10 million words in your time, did you not? Let's take it from here.
Yeah. 8 million words the same. I don't know what he was at.
But you don't know the book it comes from, do you?
Milne.
Oh, Milne. Madam?
Yes. Initials, please.
A-A.
A-A. Milne, I would accept. It comes from the book Now We Are Six. Questions arising out of the storylines or subject matter of famous operas. David Franklin. The hero's initials were BF. For British audiences, they were changed to FB. Later, they were changed back to BF. Who was he?
Pinkerton.
Yes.
Lieutenant Pinkerton in Butterfly by Puccini. He was stationed then, or at least his ship was in port, in Nagasaki.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We don't really need the entire story of Madame Butterfly.
Well, I'm quite willing to give it to you.
Do you know what his initials stood for in each case? BF, FB?
Benjamin Franklin.
Yes. Lieutenant Benjamin Franklin Pinkerton became, for the English version originally, do you know?
Do I get any more marks?
Oh, no, you don't. No, I'll tell you. Sir Francis Blummy Pinkerton. But after the failure of the first production, they changed it back again on the basis of who cares anyway. So, 2 marks out of 2, David, thank you. Dennis Norden, who sings an anvil chorus and in which opera?
Well, while I'm saying a blacksmith, Ian is working very hard here with the slide rule.
Sliding further and further into trouble. Anvil chorus. Well, the chorus sings it for a start.
Oh,
they do.
That's a likely story. Yes.
This is not one of my operas, but I have a feeling it's Trovatore.
Yes, that's right. For one mark. A chorus of what?
Not blacksmiths.
Well, I'm instructed not on any account to accept blacksmiths.
No, I think that's...
Forgers.
Have a half mark by telling me who will composer of Il Trovatore.
Verdi.
Verdi, yes. 1.5 out of 2. The operative word I wanted was gypsies. They are gypsies singing the anvil chorus. Ian Wallace, where do you find a character named Khrushchev?
Oh, I'm going through agonies here because I've come across this quite recently.
I should name the first Russian opera you think of, if I were you.
The first Russian opera I think of.
That'll take some time, won't it?
Well, Boris Godunov.
Ah, you've got a
which
mark.
Is the correct one, I think.
Yes, that's
by
right.
By Mussorgsky.
Yes.
And he is a character in it.
Yes. I rather helped you. I think 1.5 would be...
Oh, yes,
the funny thing is, actually, I think it's funny, Mr. Khrushchev is actually a nobleman and a Tsarist supporter in the opera. Which is enough reason for a subsequent Khrushchev to have changed his name, I would have thought. But 1.5 out of 2 there. Frank, in which opera is an old man turned into a youth, and what is the price he pays? Telling by your colleague.
Keep him going. Is very... the opera is quite a well-known one. Much admired.
Messages through.
Oh!
Fust. Tell me Fust.
Dr. Forster.
Yes.
First written as a short story. Known as Getting Goethe's Garter. And then it was adapted into an opera by Gounod. Dr. Faust.
And what is the price he pays for...
You see, he bargained his soul...
Yes.
For all these delights.
His eternal soul, 2 marks. Show tunes, something a little bit lighter. David, name the show, please, and who played the leading male role in London?
How to handle a woman. Mark me well, I will tell you, sir. The way to handle a woman is to love her simply love her.
All right, you're so clever with your Gounod and your Verdi. Go on. You're on your own. I know the answer, but I don't know. Go on.
Don't mean you can't write.
No, I know the answer. What do you think it is?
Well, no, they don't have any nonsense about it.
No.
I mean, when Dennis doesn't know the answer, Ian just answers.
In other words, you give up.
Go on.
Imitate my voice.
That's Camelot. Well, there were various chats.
I beg your pardon, David, you said it's...
Camelot.
Oh, you sound more like yourself.
Sid Camelot.
Yes. How you treat a woman as you love her. And the singer, the various chaps sang it over here.
Who played the leading male role in London? You know the name I'm after, Frank.
Harvey.
Yes.
Lawrence Harvey.
Well, your side came up with the answer, did it not? Certainly, 2 marks. Dennis, name the show, please, in your case, and the name of the chief male character in the show.
Taught her everything she knows. I taught her everything she knows. She sings like a bird. Yes, indeed. But who used to stand there and feed her the seed?
That's Funny Girl.
Yes, right. And the leading male character in the show.
What, who played the name?
No, the name of the character.
Well, the name of the character was a gambler.
Yes.
Who was founded on real-life gambler, and who called Nicky Arnstein.
Yes, and who in the London stage production, just for interest, do you remember?
No, I know. I think Sidney Chaplin played it at one time, but I
yes,
think
that was
wasn't it on Broadway?
Michael Craig.
Michael Craig.
You've got two marks. Ian, name of the opera and please the name of the singer we hear singing.
Brooding silence falls over me when I hear that.
My friend knows it.
Yeah. I expect your friend does know it.
My friend doesn't.
Yes. Sorry, you're always so helpful to me. You know.
Amendment.
If I can give you a French cigarette
friend
or something.
Thinks he knows it.
Would you like a throat pastel?
No, that would only make my ignorance all the clearer.
My friend knows the singer as well.
Well, yeah. I can tell you what your friend can do. I have a feeling the singer might be Joan Hammond.
No, the first name's right, but not the second name. Joan...
Joan Cross?
No, I can't give any more chances. Joan Sutherland.
Oh, Joan Sutherland?
The singer, yes. The opera sounds like the name of a ship, I always think. Sounds like the name of a ship.
Sound like the name of a ship? You mean the opera sounds like the name of a ship?
Yes, not the singer, yeah. The opera.
Shylock.
Lollipop.
Skylark.
No. That's the good ship, I beg your pardon.
I think we've reached the end of the line.
We've reached the end of the line.
We're in harbour. Maritana, the... opera?
That's by Wallace, isn't it?
Yes, oddly enough, but a different Wallace, yes.
Yes. Oh, very different. I don't know. I don't even know his opera.
Governor Wallace. Vincent Wallace.
Yes.
Frank, the name of the impresario, please, who put the show on, and the name of the author.
I was never kissed before in that kind of way.
I know that one.
Yeah. I know that one.
We know that one.
My friend knew that one before. I do.
He knew it before the records started. Yeah.
The name of the piece was Bless the Bride, written by Sir Alan Herbert, words, yeah. And Vivian Ellis, music. And wasn't it one of Cochrane's last?
Yes.
Sir Charles. Tough at the top.
Cochrane, the yes, apology. Charles Cochrane. Two marks. This is going to be a very quick round. This is about television series, old and new. What I want is the name of the show and the name of the leading actor. And David, it's your turn first.
Ah. That is Meg Ray, and the leading actor is Rupert Davis.
Two marks. Thank you. Dennis.
I start crying even when I heard that. What always killed me about Dr. Kildare was he always dealt with, like, homicidal maniacs and people with suicidal tendencies. Oh, I had the feeling if somebody came to him with a sore throat, he wouldn't know what to do. Dr. Kildare,
yes,
played
you.
By Richard Chamberlain, yes. Now having a go at Hamlet.
Yes.
Not with a knife.
Ian, your turn.
We think this is Perry Mason.
Yes, you're right. For a mark in the leading...
That means Mr. Raymond Burr.
Yes. Frank Neal, your turn.
Steptoe and Son... Yes. Written by Gorton and Simpson. Song written... Really, the music written by Ron Grainer.
Yes, but the leading
actor. Leading characters, Wilfred Bramble, Harry H. Corbett.
Thank you for your 2 marks. Graham Dowdy plays the start of a well-known song. When he stops, you carry on with the words as well as the music. Slightly different now. 1 mark for the tune, a 2nd mark for the words and new departure, a 3rd bonus mark for not going back to the beginning of the song. Which I've been trying to get you to do for 4 years.
Too difficult. Don't play.
So, I repeat, pick up where he leaves off. David Franklin.
Left me on my own EO, all by the phone EO. I'd like to catch him with his nice new dolly. Then up would go Antonio with his ice cream brolly.
Oh, we're very good.
Well, they may not be exactly the words you've got on the card.
Well, I was going to say, 1 mark for picking it up in the right place, another word mark for getting the music right, and a 3rd mark for improving on the words considerably. with his new sweetheart, up will go Antonio with his ice cream cart, is the original. Anyway, 3 marks, good. Dennis Norton's turn.
Bye.
Good one. Got to get it.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.
It's in there somewhere.
Bye,
bye, bye, bye, bye. Where somebody waits for me, sugar's sweet, so is she. Bye, bye, Blackbird. No one else can love or understand me. Oh, what hard luck stories they... Oh, I'm trailing away. You notice it.
I think you've done enough to win.
Yeah. Yeah. I got the only singer I know who sings in a bunch of keys.
Yes.
Terrible thing is it's all inside me. It's fine from where I sit. You know, it's when it comes out it goes wrong.
Dennis, would you like 3 marks or would you prefer 0.5 mark a key? take the 3 marks, I think, there. The last phrase, make my bed and light the light. I'll arrive late tonight, Blackbird, bye-bye. Ian Wallace.
The Scottish soldier. He comes from Aberdeen. He has not got a bean. The Scottish soldier, his name is Andy. His legs aren't bandy.
This is very difficult because, you see, this is a song that is really the property in Scotland of two lots of people. One is Andy Stewart on one side and those who do an imitation of him on the other. And I don't, unfortunately, belong to either of these groups of people. So that's about the best I can do. But it is the Scottish soldier. I started where you meant me to start. I sang some words. I sang some new words.
And if you don't give them a mark, you'll have the whole Scottish Nationalist Party.
Did you really think you started where I wanted to? I thought you went back to the beginning again.
No, because he went right through it. He goes... And then you came in again, the Scottish soldier.
Yes, but it comes in, there was none bolder, with good broad shoulder, you see. That's what you should have sung there. Anyway, a mark for doing that, a mark for the tune, no marks for the words. Frank.
And skies above are clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again.
I'll buy that. Thank you. I'm afraid the end of the programme is here again. And this week, it's a victory by 3 marks for David Franklin and Frank Beer.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norton and Ian Wallace. Graham Daly was at the keyboard and the chairman was Steve Race. The the questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier. Thank you.